I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Afternoon. KSL News time is 6:30. I'm Maria Chalaos in today for Jeff Kaplan. And yes, we are at Hill Air Force Base. KSL's 100th anniversary tour continues. KSL's top story this half hour. And it is breaking news. Abortions are no longer legal in Utah. KSL News Radio's Jessica Lowell is live with details. Jessica?
Yeah, Maria. Utah's trigger law is now in effect. Lawmakers were anticipating it would take a week or maybe even a month before the trigger law would finally take effect in the state. But just moments ago, we learned the legislative branch general counsel determined the state's law met the legal requirements. The law was contingent on the Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade. Utah's trigger laws would ban all forms of rape, or all forms of abortion except for rare circumstances like rape or incest or a medical emergency. Reporting live, Jessica Lowell, KSL News Radio.
Abortions have been trending down in Utah for a number of years. KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce has the data.
Abortion data going back to 1974. We've got more than double the population of women of childbearing age now than we did then. But the number of abortions in the state has been on a slow decline for years, peaking at over 4,700 in 1990 and dropping to just over 2,900 in 2019, the most recent year for which data is available.
The state's birth rate has been dropping in the last 5 to 10 years, so that means the rate of abortions dropped even more steeply than the total number. Utah's trigger law is in effect, but it's still unclear about whether Utah women will be able to travel out of state to get abortions.
Utah's trigger law sponsors, Senator Dan McKay and Representative Carrie Ann Lisenby, were asked whether outside groups should be able to help women with money get to other states where abortion would be legal. McKay says no, arguing outside money isn't welcome in things like politics.
I would argue outside money in this situation wouldn't be welcome as well.
And Lisenby argues that their goal isn't to punish women with the trigger law, but rather make providers accountable. And she doesn't expect Utah to restrict any travel.
I don't think there's any contemplation that we would try to control a woman's ability to travel or to obtain an abortion elsewhere. That's certainly, if somebody wants to do that, it's a free country.
Lindsay Ayres, KSL News Radio.
President Biden is vowing to go after any states that try to ban women from traveling out of state for an abortion.
Any state or local official, high or low, tries to interfere with a woman's exercise and her basic right to travel, I will do everything in my power to fight that deeply un-American attack.
The president is also calling on Congress to codify Roe v. Wade. What will abortion care look like in Utah? As of now, the future is uncertain. David Turek is an OBGYN.
We're going to have to see what it says and digest it, and with available counsel, we will figure out what's the best and safest thing for people in Utah.
Turek says even if you make abortion illegal, that won't make it go away. The Utah Abortion Free Coalition says they are overjoyed by today's Supreme Court decision. Chair Marilee Boyack says that they will now focus on helping women who will be having unplanned pregnancies.
We're going to be ramping up those efforts even more because now in the state of Utah, we will have 3,000 women who in the past would have had an elective abortion now needing even more support. And we plan to be there. We absolutely will be there for them.
Boyack argues that women do have choices when it comes to their reproductive activity. And for those that don't, there are exceptions in Utah's expected trigger law like rape and incest. Utah's religious organizations are reacting to the Supreme Court's news today.
The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints issued an update to its topic page on abortion. It reads that the church's position remains unchanged. It also says members may appropriately choose to participate in efforts to protect life and preserve religious liberty. The church does allow for possible exceptions to elective abortions, like in cases where the health of the mother is in serious jeopardy. The Catholic Diocese of Salt Lake City also released a statement. It says they are grateful the court recognizes the human within the womb, but the statement also says courts cannot ensure that a woman has the support and resources needed to raise healthy children. Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Ricky Meese, are you still seeing some slowdowns?
We are seeing traffic improve so much. Now, where we had big delays, Utah County this afternoon, all clear. And that's both directions from the Point to Spanish Fork. Just a little bit of remaining slowing southbound I-15 going from Spring Lake to Santaquin. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.